This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shahad Kutin. Yesterday, French voters went to the second round of parliamentary elections. President Emmanuel Macron's fledgling party, Republic on the Move, has, as expected, secured a majority. It's a tremendous win for a party that was established just a year ago. But against expectations, some opposition parties did well too. To discuss the outcome of the French elections, we have Pascal Venesson. He's Professor of Political Science at the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies. Good morning, Pascal. Thank you so much for joining us yet again on the question of French politics. I want to begin with my question. With the media was expecting a landslide victory for Macron's En Marche and its allies, but the numbers have come in under the expected 400-seat mark. Can you help us understand which opposition parties did well, and does the opposition pose a risk to Macron's policy agenda and its execution?
I don't think they do. What we've seen yesterday is a clear victory for Emmanuel Macron and his party, and it's a striking result, and it gives Emmanuel Macron a majority by himself. I think this was the key point of uncertainty before the election on whether or not he would be able to govern himself or with a coalition. And even if you look at the main ally of Emmanuel Macron, a centrist party called the MoDem, their majority is even stronger, but Emmanuel Macron would not need them to govern. Now, this being said, you're right that compared to the first round, it's slightly less than expected. And the main reason for this outcome is ultimately the fact that the main party of the right, the moderate right, called Les Républicains, the Republican Party, did a bit better than expected. So they resisted more, and they now appear to be the main opposition party in the new chamber. But the bottom line remains, it's a tremendous victory for Emmanuel Macron and his movement.
A lot of the media was focused on the question of fatigue. They expected low voter turnout, some speculating that low voter turnout would not be good for Macron. Also that appeals from Macron for people to think of this elections as being an extension of the presidential one. And some rather granular discussions about the fact that the presidential elections happened before the parliamentary elections and what it has done in shaping voter behavior. All these things still important. I mean, the fact of low voter turnout, does it impact Macron in terms of his policy agenda?
Yes, I think it does. First of all, because this low voter turnout is pretty significant. I mean, we are talking about a situation in which 6 French citizens out of 10 did not vote. And this is a very high level of abstention, also historically since 1958. And this is basically the product, I think, of 3 main factors. So the first is a very long electoral sequence. When we include the primaries of the left and of the right, we end up with more than 8 months of non-stop campaigning. And I think there was a sense among many voters that this was very long, that they felt that the game was already, the problem was already solved with the presidential election. So this led certainly to a demobilization of a number of voters. The second reason is that this election marks the decline and even the rejection of a number of the old parties, notably the Socialist Party on the left. And when, of course, you lose those parties, a number of voters are perhaps not ready yet for the new landscape, the new political landscape in France, and decided not to go to vote. And finally, and this is related to the point that you mentioned about whether or not the political system in France currently is shaped by the presidential election and by the role of the president or by the parliament, clearly a number of voters are skeptical about the parliament, skeptical about the capacity of those elected to affect their daily lives. And this means that this opportunity of this legislative election to create some sort of balancing, let's say, against Emmanuel Macron was ultimately not really used. So this abstention, again, is very significant, and it's a signal to Emmanuel Macron and his team, that is to say, you know, keep in mind that you're not fully legitimate. You might be politically legitimate at this point, but many of the measures that you envision might not be well received by many French citizens.
Well, before we get to the question of his legislative priorities, I understand that many more women were elected to this assembly. Again, kind of in some ways an echo of what happened in Britain across the channel. There are a lot of women, a record number of women being brought to the assembly. But on the other hand, there is this perception that many of those elected on the République En Marche ticket were or do lack political experience. Now, does this pose a problem for Macron's legislative agenda that so many of the parliamentarians are first-timers and might and also new to a party that's only just been born?
Yes, I think, first of all, you're absolutely correct that we should indeed look at this National Assembly also a bit from a sociological perspective, right? What does it tell us about changes in the political landscape? And ultimately, does it reflect broader change in the French society? And I would say that, at least to some extent, that is the case. With a total of about 224 women, that's roughly 40%. It's a record high in the history of French institutions under the Fifth Republic. So this is a very significant change, and it largely came from the shift in the political personnel mobilized by Emmanuel Macron's movement, the République En Marche. Moreover, we should note that about more than 200 of these new parliamentarians have never been elected before. So you can see a change in in the political class, that there are a group of people out there with no previous electoral competence or no previous electoral experience, who come to the National Assembly. So the change from that perspective is real. Now, whether or not this would impact and could impact perhaps negatively the agenda of Emmanuel Macron. Now, I think overall what was very clear during this entire set of elections, both presidential as well as legislative, is really this strong preference, strong desire of many French citizens for new faces, right? For a renewal of the political elite was really one of the dominant themes. Now, obviously, once you express this objective of having new faces in politics, of course, you end up with a number of citizens who are a bit less experienced, right? So I don't think for the time being this is a major problem. Also because right now, with that kind of majority, I would say Emmanuel Macron has some leeway to build up his agenda and to make sure that a number of laws will be passed.
Last question, Pascal, and very quickly if we can. Marine Le Pen's National Front, of course, Marine Le Pen losing the presidential elections. Now her National Front has come in with, I believe, 8 seats. Does this look at Europe broadly, the pushback on Eurosceptic parties, the pushback on populism in Europe, or is that something whose death we haven't seen quite yet?
I would say that, well, for the National Front and Marine Le Pen, it's a clear failure. She didn't succeed as well as expected during the second round. This result for the legislative election is also a disappointment for the National Front. Let me highlight in particular that with only 8 parliamentarians, they cannot form a group. And this is because you need 15 of these parliamentarians to form such a group. And so it means that their influence will be very limited and in fact not that significant in the new assembly. So clearly there has been push back against some aspect of the populism, and it showed, it seems to me, some weakness in the leadership of the National Front. So what I would expect is not so much that the populist agenda in and of itself is completely over and done with, but I do expect to see some divisions and infightings and an internal problem to the National Front. So I would say that the political expression of this populism for the time being in France is definitely weakened.
Thank you very much, Pascal Venesson there, Professor of Political Science from the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies. We'll be back with more BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.